All right, good morning and welcome once again. I'm your host, Matt Jones, and in studio for the fourth time.
Yes.
From Authentically Speaking, career coach Hallie Crawford. And I guess we're just going to keep you here until the economy comes back. We were told this summer would be great, and then we heard that maybe that was not going to happen after all.
We'll see.
But last time we left you, and by the way, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Thank you. You too.
We were talking about your dream job, and you had 10 tips for getting to that point, and we had only gotten through the first five. So we'll pick up with six today, but before we do that, could you go ahead and rehash those first five for us?
Sure, no problem. So tip number one is to dream first and dream big. Really think out of the box in terms of career ideas for yourself and really dream. What's the old saying? If you shoot for the stars, at least you'll hit the moon, something like that. So tip number one is dream first and dream big. Number two is to be committed. You have to be committed at a 10. In order to make a successful career transition and to land your dream job. Tip number three is to define success your way. What's really important to you? And not define it based on what friends or family tell you is important or society. It's defining success your way, what's truly important to you. Number four is to look at the big picture. And this is about, there are many things to consider in order to identify your ideal job. There's actually eight things in my model, in my ideal career model. So look at the big picture. Don't just choose it based on salary or something else. And tip number five is to identify your natural talents and abilities. It's a fact that when you are using your natural talents and abilities in a job, that job is going to be more rewarding and fulfilling for you. So that's number five.
And that can be one of those things that can be difficult because there's a thing, there's something that you visualize for yourself. But how often do you find yourself trying something new and go, wow, I really love this.
Yeah.
I mountain climbing or rafting or motorcycling or just sitting down and building a computer. Something you've never done before, maybe a friend forces you into it, maybe happenstance,
right.
And then all of a sudden it becomes your life's love, that identifying, your true dream, your true, your natural,
your
talents and what's the word when you're attracted to something, your natural,
your inclinations.
Your natural inclination.
I know what you're saying, but I can't come up with it either. Yeah. It comes down to passion. And that's the thing. Like, you really need to think out of the box here too, in terms of your talents, because a lot of times, and this is actually tip number six. So nice segue is that people tend to discount what comes naturally to them. So tip number six is don't discount what comes naturally. We tend to think just because it's easy for me, everybody can do it, right? But that's not the case. Like, say you plan events well, or you're great with Excel spreadsheets or something like that. Realize that that is something not everybody is good at. And be careful not to discount it just because it comes so naturally and easily to you.
Right. If maybe it doesn't carry the prestige of the job you imagined for yourself. But what's more important, Hallie Crawford, you're the expert. Being happy doing what you're doing or others being happy with what you're doing.
It's about you. It's about you. And
I knew that. I've known for years it was about me.
It always is, right?
That's right.
So it is. It's about you and what's truly important to you. And like you were talking about, sometimes you might come across something that you didn't know you were that good at. And all of a sudden it becomes like a passion and almost a calling. And you really have to follow that. You have to go for it because there's something there for you. And those are things that we can't ignore. Things happen for a reason.
You know, the funny thing, we're talking about this right now, but just this morning I was talking to, actually, it is this morning, isn't it? Boy, these days blend. But just yesterday, actually, I was talking to a friend about someone we hadn't seen in a while, someone who left a very promising job in the radio industry, working with morning shows. And meeting celebrities, going to incredible places, a trip to New York every year, a trip to LA every year, and then that kind of random thing. And he now does pretty much manual labor.
Really?
And he had an opportunity recently to come back in the industry in kind of a big way and work with somebody who's coming back. And he said no.
Really?
And it's more money. It's, to me, it's prestige. It's the excitement, the glitz and glam of being back, in the industry in a big way.
Right.
And he really loves being that guy that gets in his truck every day and goes somewhere new and makes probably 2/3 the money that he would if he got right back into the business.
Yeah, but he's probably like building something and he likes having that tangible result, like doing something with his hands. And see, that's the thing. You and I can sit here and say, God, that sounds kind of crazy. And other people might think that too, but it's what is truly important to him. And so kudos to him for doing it, you know, and going for what's truly important to him. That's great.
And for years, I mean, at least a decade, he, you know, was doing the wrong thing for him.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We can get sucked into careers and like a career path that is not a fit for us and wake up, you know, 5-10 years into it even and say, what have I been doing for these past 10 years? And you don't want to do that. You want to be awake now and say, hey, are things going the way that I want to? And this is a perfect time. It's a new year. Everybody is making resolutions. This is the time to take a good hard look at where you're going with your career. And is it the direction you want to be going in?
Okay. Well, that's number six. We have 10 of Hallie's tips this morning to discuss. And we only got through the first five last time. So we're going to race here.
Okay,
good. To get everybody, you know, out and ready. So we're not discounting our dream.
Yes.
You know, what is we want? What is next?
So the next thing is to beat negative thinking. So in order to really identify your dream job and make it happen, this goes for both of them, is you have to learn to manage the negative thinking or thoughts and obstacles that might get in your way of making this happen or even identifying what it is in the first place. And I got to tell you, Matt, this is the biggest thing I see in my clients, that somewhere buried inside a lot of people, there is a dream job or a dream that they knew about but have just not acknowledged. Or it was buried under, oh, that's not realistic, I can't make any money, blah, blah, whatever it is. So in order to define the dream job for you, you have to be able to move that kind of thinking aside, because it will definitely stand in your way.
And you also want to surround yourself with people who are going to support that dream, because there's always going to be naysayers.
Totally.
You know, there's tons of people who you're friends with, people in your family who are not interested in the same things that you are. They don't do, you know, they don't go to the same movies you do. They don't read the same books, watch the same shows, you know, participate in the same activities, but yet you're going to let them influence what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Right. Not a good idea. And the thing is that they probably have good intentions, you know.
Oh, sure.
They care about you and they don't want you to, you know, be on the streets or whatever. And I get that. But at the same time, like you're saying, they don't have the same interest. They don't have the same dream. And a lot of times those like naysayers, if you will, they are thinking too practically and don't realize that, hey, there are options out there for you that you could pursue. And they'll stand in your way. So you got to be careful, too, who you share your dream with. And especially when it's early on and you're still brainstorming ideas, keep it to yourself. Talk to a coach about it, whatever. But if there are people in your life who are going to beat you down or, you know, not be as positive about it, don't share it with them until you're ready.
Talking to Hallie Crawford this morning from Authentically Speaking, and we are going through the 10 tips to your dream job. Now, people listening might be out of work, might be looking at the economy and saying, what are you kidding? I'm not leaving my job, not leaving my security.
Right.
One, we're not saying that at all. But two, we've talked about this the last several times that we've talked. Now is the perfect time to be thinking about what you want to do with the rest of your life, whether you're starting out in a career, you're halfway through, or maybe you have 10 years to retirement. Should you spend a decade, just in a grind?
Mm-mm, nope. I mean, there's never a bad time to be doing this, honestly. And again, you have to be practical. And yes, for the people out there who have jobs right now, that's great. Stay put. And this is actually a perfect time for you because you have the financial stability and freedom to think about this. What's going to be your next step? So be practical. That is totally part of it. But you need to do this dreaming and thinking. And I say do it now because, like we were talking about before, it could be 10 years and you wonder where the time went. And you don't want to be that person. That's not cool.
Right. And that does really bring us to what we're talking about next, which is the transition. And, you know, now you've decided on your dream. You've fought all the obstacles, at least mentally. And now it's, you know, time for the transition to start setting those goals.
Yep. So you got to set goals and create a transition plan. That's tip number eight. So this might seem obvious, but I got to tell you, I see a lot of people who don't do this or think, okay, so this sounds nice. And what am I going to do? And remember that a goal is something that is tangible, measurable, has a deadline. you know, a dream or a wish, that's not good enough. You need to know what your goals are, put time frames on them, and come up with action steps under each of those goals that you are going to, you know, kind of create a plan for yourself that you will stick to. If you don't set goals and create a transition plan, you're not going to be practical about this, and you might be wandering aimlessly, you know? So you really, this is where the rubber meets the road, and you got to start making things happen and be practical about it.
Yeah, like steps on a ladder. If there's one missing, it's a lot harder to get to that next one up. So
yeah, totally. So set your goals, create a transition plan, and remember, this stuff takes time. You know, so I'm not saying tomorrow or next week you're going to go have your dream job. It's okay if your plan is going to take 6 months, even if it's going to take a year. I mean, for me, my complete transition into having a business as a career coach, it took 2 years, honestly. So it's okay if it takes time. It's worth it to have your dream.
That's right. And if you're standing at the opposite end of the tunnel, looking at the light on the other side, it looks like a long way. But as you start to walk, it gets closer and closer. I love my analogies this morning.
No, you're
just flying.
Good. I am
a philosopher, Socrates.
That's right.
But it's true. It, when you look at something, you know. Or swimming in a pool and doing laps.
Right.
You know, you take that first stroke. It's like, oh, I wasn't as far as I thought. Oh, I'm getting closer. I'm here.
Yeah. And it's about momentum. The momentum is going. And that's so true. Because when I look back on that 2 years at the time, it did seem like, oh my gosh, this is so far away. It was a blink of an eye. And I would do it all again in a heartbeat, even if it took longer, because I'm so happy doing what I'm doing now. So it is so worth it.
Well, it probably wasn't worth doing if it didn't, you know, take some application.
Exactly. That's how life is, isn't it?
Luckily.
Yes. Yeah. It's true. And part of the process is you learn about yourself. You learn and you grow through that and become a different person, you know, by doing that. You grow as a person. So for me, I wouldn't change a thing.
All right. So we are setting our goals. We are being practical about these goals.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens next?
So tip number 9 is to just take a step. So there's a point where you need to balance, okay, I've created my plan and now it's time to get going. Because on the flip side of this, I've seen people get too caught up in the plan and then be fearful about taking a step forward. So tip number 9 is just take a step. Get started in a direction. Know that you can't sit there and plan all day. You have to start taking action, right, and making this real. So this is where that leap of faith is required. It comes in right here where you have to say, I'm just going to get started in a direction. I may not know every single step. And by the way, we rarely do, right?
Right.
But you have to trust that you will figure it out along the way.
All right. And some examples of that first step would be registering to go back to school would be doing what? I mean, just think of some things.
So registering to go back to school, maybe just taking one class.
Right.
Like not even a full, you know, I'm going to get my master's degree. Taking a class, seeing how you like it. Working on your resume, you know, pulling out your resume. Okay, you know, I know what I want to do now, so how do I start working on my resume? That's one thing you can do. Networking, doing informational interviews with people in the business you want to be in. Great step. Starting to talk to people and get out there. Brainstorming with friends and families. Now that, you know, your family members are on board and supportive, right? You can brainstorm with them. Okay, what are the action steps I need to be taking? How do I make this happen?
Something interesting you brought up about networking is something that I found too late in life. And I entered radio for myself at 23 when I could have been doing it. I could have been interning at 16 or maybe 18. A lot of people that I work with did start that early, though. Pick up a phone. If there's something that you're interested in, you can cold call someone in that industry. And as long as you're flexible and polite and explain yourself clearly, you know, even today with email and Facebook and such, just reach out to someone who maybe it's a friend of a friend. Maybe you literally are just cold calling. It's like, hey, I, you know, this is what I think I want to do. You'd be surprised. People will talk to you.
Oh, yeah. And they'll give you a lot more time than you ever expected. That's the informational interviews. And that's perfect. I've had clients call consultants, high level, you know, people. Then they're so busy. They're always traveling, whatever. Give them 45 minutes on the phone at least of this is what it's like to work in this business. And it's a great way not just to get more information about it so that you learn, ooh, is this a good fit for me? You can also find out how they got into it and how you could, you know, what action steps you need to take. And it's a networking connection. You never know. They might know someone who's hiring, or, you know, someone's hiring, or they might be hiring at their firm, whatever it is. So the networking thing is huge. This is one of the first steps I always suggest to my clients. Informational interviews, big deal. And like you were saying, yeah, it could be cold. And LinkedIn.com is a great website for that, because you can find people on that site that you can network with.
Yeah, and it's just a simple, don't expect too much. You know, be very polite about what you're asking. Make yourself very clear. And yeah, people will talk to you, and you just never know. And I mean, it's such a small world. I've done things like this, and it ended up finding the person I was talking to either went to a school close by, grew up in the home in my old hometown. Mm-hmm. You know, weird stuff.
Yeah, you never know what connection you'll have with that person. And one of the other things I tell people too is be clear, be flexible, be professional and courteous, and don't assume that you're going to take a lot of their time. Like I always say, hey, can I have 15 or 20 minutes of your time? They may give you more. They probably will. But make it clear that, hey, I'm not here to talk your ear off either.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Well, we are coming down. We've got like 5 minutes left of the program, and we're on, what, are we on nine?
We're on nine. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We've got to get this done.
Right. Okay. So tip number 10 is to get support. And this is what we've started to talk about already. So the dream has become clear for you. You've got your goals. You've got your transition plan. Now is the time to ask for the support you need to make this happen. This is vitally important. You can't do this alone. Nobody ever does. No successful person has ever, you know, done it completely by themselves. That's just unrealistic. So what I call this is your career transition dream team. It's kind of like, what was that dream team for basketball?
The dream team?
Yeah. See, copied from there. But hey, so it's putting together your dream team of for your career transition. So what people do you need to tap in your life? Whether it's a hired career coach like me, friends, family members, a mentor, whoever. And what do you need their help with? Ask them. You know, be specific. Say, you know, I'm going through this period of time, this transition. This is what I'd like you to help me with. Have a conversation with them. It is so important to get support. And you can get a lot of different things from these people. Feedback, advice, you know, help with cheerleading, a positive attitude. There's a lot of good stuff.
This would be a good time, too, when you're in this phase, I would imagine, to go through that list of reasons why you shouldn't do what you want to do. And you can mark them off. It's like, I have to take classes at night. Who's gonna walk and feed my dog? All right, I'll call Ryan down the road and ask him if mm-hmm. he'll do it. And I know he will.
You
know?
Yeah, right.
So
like, exactly.
So go ahead and start checking in. That you know, you build this minimal support team. But that's an important thing. It's like if I'm gonna be gone 3 nights a week, you know, and I'm gonna disrupt my life, I need to remove all obstacles. I need to get those people in place. So as insignificant as it may seem to the overall picture, Fido's gotta get fed.
Yeah, it's important. Fido's gotta be happy. So you do. There's the practical aspect of it, those smaller things that can end up being really big obstacles if you don't deal with them, to the bigger ones where it's the psychological, you know, the support and the cheerleading and, you know, a good dose of reality every once in a while, too. That doesn't hurt either. So getting support is tip number 10, vitally important. You can't do it without it.
Well, thank you so much for your time once again, Hallie Crawford. And this list, this top 10 right here, I wanted to, you know, run through it briefly again at the end of the show, but we are going to run out of time. Is this something that people can find at your website or?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay.
So my website is HallieCrawford.com. It's H-A-L-L-I-E Crawford.com. Phone number is 404-228-6434. And I will put it on the website under free tools.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much for coming in once again this morning. I'm sure we'll see you again in just a couple of weeks. But because, you know, like we said at the beginning of the interview, times are not, keep getting promised the next 6 months. It was supposed to get better by the end of 2009. Then
right.
They pushed it to summer of 2010. It's like,
maybe it's the end of 2010.
Yeah, you never know, but it's never a bad time to, you know, start rethinking your future if you're unhappy with where you are right now, whether that be completely unemployed or just miserable in this path that you've either picked for yourself or kind of have been railroaded into.
Yeah, so. You always got to be looking forward. That's the way to have the life you want and achieve your goals.
All right, Hallie Crawford from Authentically Speaking, HallieCrawford.com to find out the top 10 list. Thank you so much.
Thank you.